The Lisbon Broncos winning at home by a final score of 54-18. A couple of those, like 14 of those points, were garbage time points as the second team was in the second half. And we finally corralled the head coach of the Lisbon Broncos, Joe Gurning. And Joe, first of all, congratulations on a big win at home. And maybe just give us some of your thoughts on the game today.
Yeah, no, thank you. It was definitely a great start. The kids played well that first half, you know, both sides of the ball, offensively, defensively. I think we missed one play on defense, and it turned into a big play for them. But other than that, I mean, the kids played great to start.
Well, you know, I don't know if there was huge concern, but I think a few folks were probably wondering what happened to the offense just a week ago in Sargent County. But you got to give credit to what Sargent County did. And I'll be honest, and I made this comment a little bit earlier in the game when they were deciding the QRF rankings. And I think if they had lined up Sargent County and Grafton and they let each other play each other 10 times, Sargent County probably wins that game. So for you guys to lose a spot, I was just doing a little bit of whining there just to let you know.
Yeah,
but,
no.
But it was great to see the offense kick right back into where they were in the first half of the season, and you had really a total domination of that first half.
Yeah, we made a goal as an offense, you know, to get back on track is basically what we kept saying. And, you know, we kept telling the kids play with that chip, and that's kind of been our motto all year. And offensively, we knew if we could out-physical them up front, and we thought we could, that we were going to be able to move the ball. And I think we showed that in the first half.
Yeah, it was one of the comments that I made early in the game. It looked like your offensive line was back to its bruising form. And I kind of made the statement, if we end up with a fourth down and one or fourth down and two, I just didn't see how Grafton was going to be able to stop you guys because you just had such great line play today.
Yeah, the kids up front did well, and you know, like I mentioned at last week at halftime, we kind of got on them, and you know, it challenged the offensive line, and you know, they definitely responded this week.
I have to ask about the wind here a little bit today. I knew it was breezy today, but it definitely had an impact on this game at times.
Yeah, it definitely affected the kicking game for sure. I mean, punting one way or the other, like in the second half when we were punting with our JV, it was really tough to punt into that wind, and we saw some big kickoffs with the wind, and throughout the first half and the second half as well.
Well, it seemed like at some point in the second quarter was really after that fumble that Grafton had where it allowed you guys to get a touchdown again with 44 seconds left in the first half of play. And it seemed like, you know, Grafton kind of their mood kind of dropped down because you guys scored in a bunch of flurry of points and just everything that could go bad for Grafton seemed to go bad. But was there also, I want to try to give some credit to your defense. Was there some things that you guys started to switch a little bit towards the end of that first half? Because Grafton was getting some movement with their running game early.
No, you know, we just it's kind of different playing a team like Grafton. They run a lot of traps, and our kids were just kind of getting a little bit too aggressive, getting upfield too far, and it was opening some vertical running lanes for them, and we just kind of had to talk to them. What we worked on all week was just, you know, basically staying home and not opening those vertical lanes.
So it sounds like the next opponent for you guys would either be Harvey or Thompson, and they're playing later today. Any preference of one or the other or not? Or
no, I mean, you know, like I told the kids afterwards right there, it really doesn't matter who we're going to play. We're going to play a good team because we're getting down to the quarterfinals now with only 8 teams left in the state. So everybody left is good.
Now, there was some injuries out there. Both teams suffered some injuries today, and I'm assuming it's just because everybody was playing all out. Health-wise, you guys came out of the game okay?
Yeah, we came out fine.
All right, perfect. Well, Coach, congratulations. Big win at home. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you.
All right, Head Coach Joe Gurning, we're going to take another break. We'll be back to wrap things up in just a moment.